Thanks. All right, bringing it back with David Burns of Green ID, Air Conditioning and Home Performance Company, the green integrated design solution to your home. It is the science of home comfort. 602-926-1650. With a special offer this morning, going through high noon today, if you call in now, the $99 whole house energy audit, which every homeowner in Arizona should have done, is only going to be $49, and you just simply cannot beat that. Let's go to the phone calls because we're running out of time here. Troy has been patiently holding. Troy, welcome. Let me introduce you to Mr. David Burns of Green ID.
Hi, Troy.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Great.
And Troy, what's your question?
I heard you say if I called in, you would be able, if I gave you my square footage and stuff, you'd be able to tell me what my electric bill was. I was just curious to see how close you were.
Okay. And I said I could do that. David wasn't doing the bragging. I was. So how many square feet? How many square feet do you have?
It's a little over 2,200 square feet.
And using David's rule of thumb, $100 per thousand, that would be $230.
Okay.
And not in the summertime.
Let me know a little bit more about your house. 2,200 square foot. When was it built?
99.
And is it masonry or frame?
It's frame.
How many people are in the house?
There's four of us.
Four? Is it all electric?
Yes.
Do you have a swimming pool?
Yes.
What temperature do you keep the thermostat at?
About 76 all day long.
76 all day long. And you're not on a time of use plan at all?
I'm on, I forget what the plan is, but yeah, I'm on a time of use plan.
Okay. And do you take advantage of that, or you just hold it at 76 constantly?
I hold it at 76 constantly. I have a energy management system.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then you can keep it at 76. So you have the energy management computer on, and what do you have what do you have the load set at in the middle of the summer?
About seven, between seven and eight.
Ooh. Okay. All right. Very good. I'm guessing you're able to keep that. I'm still saying you're going to be spending about 220. I think you're going to be spending about 225 to 250.
No, I'm a lot higher than that. In the midsummer, I'm up close to four plus maybe sometimes. I think one year I was almost $600.
So how many of those four people that live in there are teenage daughters that shower for?
I got a son who showers an awful lot.
You know what, Troy? It's not unusual to be at twice the average, but the fact that you've got the energy management computer, this is going to be a little bit of coaching and consulting on our part on how to take advantage of that. And I think if we could get you to try doing something we call super cooling with a programmable thermostat, I'll bet you we could save you 30 to 40% next month. And it won't cost you a dime.
Keeping it at 76 is about as low as the boss will let me.
Oh, that's a problem.
That's a problem.
All right, that's a problem.
So with super cooling, how far do I have to keep it down?
As cold as you can stand it.
Yeah, it may cost you a sweater.
Yeah.
Okay. And some earmuffs.
It cost me a down comforter.
Some hand warmers.
Troy, I do want to talk to you some more off air, because at 2,200 square foot, $400, David, there's something fundamentally wrong there.
Yeah, absolutely. It could be the ductwork, could be the airflow, duct design or insulation. We don't know.
And using your rule of thumb, $100 per 1,000 square feet, going back to your point you made at the very beginning of the program, we build homes to code, which is the lousiest way we're allowed to do it legally. So
the bare bones minimum.
The bare bones minimum. Yeah. He should be a lot lower.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So there's probably a good opportunity to get lower.
Okay. We need to wrap up right now. And again, David's offering this offer just to Rosie on the House listeners. A $99 home inspection. He's accompanying that with a $50 gift card, so it's a $49 whole house energy audit. You take advantage of that by dialing 602-926-1650. 1-800-250-1050. And then you and I have to go out to take this couple out to lunch for the couple that's just building their home. And we'll do an analysis of the blueprints and coach them as to what extras they should spend and what extras they shouldn't spend right now.
Yeah, I got a lot of ideas for them.
I appreciate you being willing to contribute your time to that effort. Thanks a million for being so generous. And, David, anything else that we haven't missed? How about evap cooling versus air conditioning? We have about 40 seconds left of the program. Yeah. Everybody says put an evap cooler on because it costs less.
Yeah, and that's just not true. If we can convince a homeowner to part ways with their evap cooler and seal the ductwork up, they're going to save money in the summer. They're going to save money overall because the duct system is now sealed. And you lose that 2 months where they were evap cooling the house, but you gain energy savings in June, July, August.
Well, and the big dilemma is evap cooler is running 24 hours a day is the other dilemma. If you've got it set at any, you know, temperature at all, the air conditioner is going to run half that or a third that. And with the higher SEER ratings, I took the evap cooler off my garage, put a mini split on it, and my bills went down $40 a month in the middle of the summer.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Plus, the evap's pumping a whole bunch of humidity into your home.
All the time.
All the time.
Constant.
Constantly. Yeah.
So, folks, we appreciate y'all joining us here at Rosie on the House. Happy Father's Day to you all. I hope we gave you some great gift ideas. I hope you'll take the time to let your dad know just how special he is to you. And I hope you dads will hold up the standard of being the best dads you can be. Do not abandon the post. Stand in the gap. Be the dad God intended you to be. And we'll be here next Saturday.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.